Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the English News Desk, I'm Chrisol Thierry. Pontifical missionary Father Giancarlo Bossi this morning spoke for the first time of his month-long captivity in the hands of terrorists connected with the Philippine group Abu Sayyaf. An emotional Father Bossi remembered the 14 Marines who were killed while searching for him.
The general told me about the accident in Basilan, and I felt so sorry because, in a way, I feel responsible for the others.
Father Bossi's brother recounted the joy of learning his brother is safe and sound.
Ma era dalle sei che la Farnesina ci teneva in allerta, dicendoci aspettatevi da tra mezz'ora.
The Italian Foreign Ministry kept telling us there would be an announcement shortly, in a few minutes, and then a few more minutes. Finally, at 8:45, when we were gathered around the dinner table celebrating our mother's birthday, the phone rang and my brother himself told us he was free and being escorted by government soldiers. Father Bossi's return to freedom and safety after a 40-days ordeal is an answer to the prayers of Pope Benedict and the whole Church. Arriving in Lorenzago di Cadore on July the 9th, Pope Benedict told reporters his thoughts are with Father Bossi every day and asked that all hope and pray that the Lord help the missionary priest in the service of the Holy Father. The Bishop of Belluno Feltre has scheduled a concert this evening in honor of the Holy Father, who is vacationing in his diocese. 7 Alpine choruses will sing for Pope Benedict and a small group of invited guests.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.